This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The Keys National Marine Sanctuary is home to the only living coral reef in the continental United States. So there's been a lot of concern about the impact of Hurricane Irma. Early assessments are showing that those impacts vary depending on location and other factors. Teams from the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary are still compiling the information from their surveys of the South Florida Reef from Biscayne Bay to Key West.
It's very much like what's observable on land. In some places, the impacts are pretty dramatic and visible, and in other places, they are much less. So we're finding the same is true underwater.
Sarah Fangman is superintendent of the Keys Marine Sanctuary.
There are winners and there are losers. We are observing that there's a lot of sedimentation that is in the water and on the reef. A lot of nutrients were carried into and onto the reef. So that's good for some things, but it's not so good for others.
The sediments still swirling around in the water are clogging up and in some cases killing sponges. Those are important filters in the reef ecosystem. But cloudy water also means the corals are getting less direct sunlight. That helps protect them from bleaching, which can sometimes kill them. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.